Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. I was a dentist for 25 years, and now we're doing the dental practice brokerage for 14 years. So today's topic is the buyer decides in the purchase of a dental practice not to utilize an attorney. He wants to go it alone. We will comment on that. Before we do, as you know, we're now in 22 states and growing. We have 10 employees, 2 CPA accountants, marketing director, operations, and several development acquisition team members. We are currently available to you 363 days a year. We take off Christmas and Easter. And the phone is answered from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. East Coast time. Feel free to call us even if you want to chat. Now, the information we're about to give you is for entertainment purposes only, not legal advice. Our phone number is 201-663-0935. And our email is our website, dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. So call us anytime you want to chat. Now, if you're thinking about selling to a big DSO, that world is changing constantly. In fact, a very, very large DSO with over 300 offices has just decided, just now, within 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks, that they're no longer going to accept, they don't want to do any more deals. Their deals and mergers and acquisition is shut down. We know about these changes, and we're going to talk about it on another tape. But anyway, so we find out the information that you may not have, sort of the inside track, and that's why we feel that we are helpful to you. We do bring in the DSOs. We're independent of them. We know who the best ones are, and we know what's going on in the industry, such as this one just a couple weeks ago stopped buying offices. So we can inform you of what's going on, what the pulse is. When we work with DSOs, we're independent of them, but they often will pay our commission, so there's no commission to the seller. Also, when you work with us and it's a large DSO sale, we will reimburse your legal fees upon successful closing. All right, we've done that several times. So give me a call. Now, so this doctor has decided, because as you know, they are the smartest person in the room. They have decided that they don't need their attorney. They're going to go it alone because they are, I think they use the words, which I've mentioned many times, this is not their first rodeo. They've bought 2 practices before. So, oh boy, they're on top of their game. 2 practices and they know everything. I explained they've done over 150 and I'm still learning. And 14 years, still learning. But no. They know everything. They are the smartest person in the room. Therefore, they don't need an attorney. So what will happen under these circumstances? He'll have to sign off a document to communicate with the seller's attorney. The seller's attorney will be happy to converse with him, but some of the language he may not understand. Of course, maybe he will because he's done 2 practices. After all, the buyer is a real pro at this, whereas the attorney has done hundreds of this over the last 18 years. But that's okay. The buyer is the smartest guy in the room, or gal. So this is how this will work. The contract will be created by the seller, and then there will be negotiating points, even though the buyer has no friggin' idea what the contract's supposed to look like or read to protect themselves. It's so foolish, but I have to respect the buyer's request and wishes that they do not want to. At this point, they don't want to use an attorney. So that's what will happen. The buyer will communicate directly with the seller's attorney. The buyer will sign off and say, I do not want representation. Okay? And the attorney will communicate. The attorney, the seller's attorney, will create the document. Now, I don't know how the buyer's attorney is going to interpret the document, because they have limited knowledge. Excuse me, they have two practices they bought incredibly. They're so smart. Smartest person in the room, so they won't have any problem with the contract, which is 25 friggin' pages long. But of course, doesn't matter. They're the smartest guy in the room. So this is what will happen. Now, I'll be involved in negotiations, sort of the go-between to some extent, but I'm not an attorney, and I don't, you know, I don't read those contracts in a way an attorney will read them. So we have to just provide the best service we can for the buyer, and we're representing the seller. This is something I don't suggest a buyer or a seller ever do, to go along with it. I don't know what the thinking is. Maybe they're trying to save money. Maybe because they're the smartest guy in the room, they think they can negotiate the contract themselves. But of course. So that's where we are with this. I have to see how things go. I just got the news today. We want to make this deal happen. We want to see the buyer happy, seller happy. And the seller is very suspicious at this point. The buyer has been a little difficult to deal with, and now that the buyer does not want to utilize an attorney who look at everything, you know, there's no opinion, they have no preconceived opinions, there's no emotions involved with the attorneys. That's why it's beautiful to work with the attorneys. Secondly, to work with an attorney that has worked on the opposite side of the table of the seller's attorney is even better, because they'll hash things out. If there's problems they have in the past, they'll work it out. So, we will proceed forward from here. And what we'll do is we're going to speak to the buyer, have him contact the attorney directly. The seller's attorney will be given permission by the seller to speak to him directly and handle negotiations with him. Now, obviously, the seller's attorney is going to try to write up a fair contract, but the contract is written on behalf of the seller. That's it. You buyer have to understand that. Unless you have the knowledge, 20-page contract about what everything is going on. And don't ask me. I told the buyer, I said, because I'm not an attorney. So if you want to go it alone, you go it alone. So that's what will happen. And we'll see how it proceeds. I'm not sure. I'll keep you posted. But this is a foolish move by the buyer. Or if the seller was doing something like this too. You want legal representation in a specific field that they're very well versed in. All right? All right, team, if you like these videos, hit the subscribe button. Let's continue. I got a bunch, man. All kinds of stuff happened this week. Woo! We got a bunch of new topics. They just keep coming in. It never changes. 14 years and I'm always learning something new. Over 150 deals, always learning something new. It just never fails. So, if some of you think you've done a few of them and you don't, you know, the not your first, so to speak, rodeo, you got something else coming. You have no clue what you're talking about, is all I can tell you. Be real careful out there. Use the proper representation, experienced dental attorney. As I've said on this channel hundreds of times. All right, team, we got beautiful weather here in New Jersey. We got cool weather outside. We got gray clouds all over the place. Supposed to rain later. There you go. But we got summertime coming. I'm excited. Going to hit the Jersey Shore. Major partying going on. And get ready for our cruise. Remember, we got a cruise coming up in January. I think that's January 5th. Get on that. We have 18 people coming already. We are going to have a great time. We're going to learn stuff. This is what I call an interactive workshop. We're going to get, I think we're getting one of the credit for it. Whatever you call that, continuing education credit. We'll get that. We'll get you taken care of. This is going to be great. And I love buffets. That's why I love cruises. One of the things is the buffets. They are incredible. I just go crazy in those things. All right. But I put it 9 pounds on last time and I'm still paying for it. But I'm down 11 on the game. See ya. Bye. Oh,